Welcome to Eva Talks, a weekly podcast about the law of attraction and more. Enjoy today's episode.
Good morning, everybody. Here is Eva Speaks again. Today's topic, I will follow up on my previous two podcasts about narcissism. And I will share with you how to spot a covert narcissist and how to talk to one. As you probably know, that the covert narcissist is the type that is harder to discover, as this kind of persons will not manifest in the usual way narcissists do. They will keep a low profile, and to the untrained eye, they may just appear like very shy and introvert people. So you won't hear a covert narcissist break or make glamorous appearances as the overt narcissist do. However, it's good to know how to spot a covert narcissist, as they are still natural manipulators and could attempt to use you in order to get their way done. Thus, here is how to identify a covert narcissist and how to manage a conversation with one. First of all, they are rather conflicted individuals. And as you probably know, that as a lot of things which we were in our adult life come from our childhood, a covert narcissist is a person that experiences a displaced extremes at almost the same time. And you can almost describe it as the borderline personality. It's somehow they are very nice, and out of nowhere they can be very angry. But you have to know this individual first, when this hidden behavior appears. So on one hand, they believe that they are perfect and should be worse hyped by the rest. But on the other hand, they feel insecure and incapable, and they will also express it all the time, that you are almost not able to say anything because everything is what they see as criticism or insecurity and fear. A lot of fear. They are very skilled at attracting their victims and getting them involved in a relationship with the help of sad stories or just only surface, just giving a presence, love bombing. A covert narcissist will use your empathic side and the desire to make things better to get you attached and manipulate you. You have to pay attention, as these people don't have any friends and all the ex-partners are somehow jerks or were not normal people according to how they put it. And these are really aspects that should really ring a bell. And they will also aim empathic people because they don't have it. And as mentioned earlier and also in my previous podcast, they will use your empathy to manipulate you. And it's hard to believe that a person can be this mean, but narcissists really don't care about how others feel. They really don't care about you at all. It's just only a mask. And the next podcast I will talk about what happens when you uncover the mask, what happened with you. But today's podcast is about, of course, how to spot a covert narcissist and how to talk to one. They just want to have things done their way and live the life they desire, nothing else. So if they target you, they will yet let you know just how troubled they are. And also, their own trouble made them so miserable that they are not able to hold and cherish and develop healthy relationships. They will tell you about their problems and even let you know that they have suicidal thoughts due to their misfortune. And if you are an empathic person, you will want to help, only to help. And this is when they will manipulate you. At first, they will make you feel like you are very special and that your help is much appreciated. But after a while, it will turn into a devil thought. And just to unravel their real face later on, and they will hurt your feelings very, very, very much in a very, very destructive way. They also use very sophisticated and complex lies. Narcissists have a real talent to come up with lies that are very hard to detect. They will put the successful people into a bad light while telling you that they had to do things the hard way. And the rich people are rich because they had wealthy parents, or some are successful because they had something to support them. And anyone that is higher than them is going to be disregarded and despised. And their stories may include great jobs that turned down for some reasons, or people from the high society that they had relationships or connections with. And they will use something to impress you. But everything will just be a big, fat lie. Their purpose is to get all your energy and resources until they find another victim to drain. So how can you talk to a covert narcissist? A diplomatic approach will work the best. When talking to a covert narcissist, try not to make him or her feel inferior. If you don't want to be verbally attacked or offended, avoid making any kind of criticism regarding their person. Keep things simple and to the point. No communication at all. And it would be recommended not to talk about your personal life at all. Because they are very, very good listeners. And after all, they will use this against you in a later stage. Ideally, if you suspect that you are indeed dealing with a narcissist, it would be best to conclude the conversation and get as far away from that person as possible. Personality disorders are very hard to manage, so don't imagine that you are the one capable of saving that person. There is nobody who can be saved by somebody else. We have to save ourselves first. So you can't and you should not compromise your life and happiness for such purposes either. And last but not least, I want to share with you a nice quote from Sun Tzu. At the pace of what is real, stop talking, stop thinking, and there is nothing you will not understand. Thank you very much for listening, and I will speak to you next week. Bye bye. Good.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Eva Talks.